Yeah, when Annette and Prerna asked me, or basically we talked about the idea of an evening school in Trondheim, I was very much immediately already, okay, I'm on board, because I'm a product of the evening school. I did my undergrad in the evening department of the Gerrit Rietveld Academy in Amsterdam, besides having a job. So in that sense, it feels a bit like returning the favor as well. So keep that in mind. And the next question was, okay, we got to do something with the library, the records that we have at the library in Trondheim. And at that moment, I thought actually two things. You know, I don't consider myself a musicophile anymore. I used to listen a lot to music when I was younger. I have actually three conceptual characters, you could say. It's called perception in 3.0 acts, and just basically to underline the continuity that exists of complexity, information, and entropy. And these, of course, are quite convoluted scientific concepts, but I will do my best to actually explain them for kind of intuitive understanding. But these characters are more or less performing a function in music. And reversely, I think the records of tonight that I've chosen, and I will definitely discuss them, are a bit of the illustrations of these concepts, and not individually, but all of them are quite embedded in all the three different concepts are quite embedded in these records. For me, music is very much thinking about sound. And sound, of course, exists on different levels. On the one hand, we have the physical manifestation of sound, the pressure wave basically going through the air. This is kind of the unprocessed sound, if you talk about it. And then we have a kind of the next level, what sound is, where it reaches a perceptual system. In this case, or in the human case, it's the ear, and the brainstem, and then the brain, in that sense. You could call this the process sound, and of course, more importantly, the higher level of sound, and that's basically the perceived sound, where it attains certain phenomenal qualities. I think of pitch and rhythm, but also spatial characteristics. So, and this leveled hierarchy of sound, of course, creates some friction in that sense, and this is very much prevalent in my work, where I basically divide my work in what you could say one part attains to what is sensible and the other part is what is intelligible. And this tension comes mainly from the fact that on this micro level of sound, of course, things are perfectly measurable and quantifiable, and especially, of course, with technological instruments. But, of course, they don't guarantee what sound in that essence is, or the quality of sound, you could say. And this is the basic, the epistemic cut, actually, that music already makes in between, you could say, the world that we perceive through the idea of being a perceptive agent, also the world based on sense impressions, but on the other hand, also the world that consists in a kind of infra world, which is not perceptible. And I will throw a lot of references around tonight, but this is, of course, one of the most prominent things in philosophy present, and I think one of the one that makes it most clear and prevalent, I think, is a very interesting philosopher. It's called Wilfred Sellers. He's an analytic American philosopher that distinguishes between the manifest image and the scientific image. So the manifest image, in that sense, the world perceived through our common sense impressions, and the scientific image, the world that we, or the behavior of phenomena studied according its scientific constituents. So, like I said, I take this evening school very seriously, so also I have a kind of tutorial format, so I will oscillate a lot between what's on the screen and also between the sound, and we will do some experiments with sound as well. don't worry, I don't expect any interaction, so be at ease. But I hope that today's tutorial will actually contribute to a kind of lasting method of understanding of listening and music. So I've added in three acts. And we start by basically setting the background, sort of all experience, talk about noise. And then we move on to from the background to foreground, or from the ground to figure, you could say, in Act 2, with a record by FX Twin. Very super interesting musician. And at the last one, we try to synthesize these two in order to understand what it takes to have a perception, or I think it's more important to also see as perception as a more, not a passive act, but more as a creative active act. Here. We will listen to a record, the record Abandon by Pharmakon. And Pharmakon is actually one musician. Her name is Margaret Chadia. She has been around, although she's still quite young, she has been around for quite a while in the underground experimental music scene in New York. And this record is, I think, one of the records, just wait a minute, one of the records that actually where she reaches a bigger audience, because it's released by Sacred Bones Records, and this is quite a well-known noise label in New York, which has a lot of, quite a broad collection on noise music, but also on horror stuff. Also, John Carpenter releases his music there. John Carpenter, of course, the director of Halloween, They Live, and I think one of my favorites, The Thing, that's about this monster in Antarctica.